Yo, you're listening to the Hype Geek Podcast, where we talk about what's hype in the culture of gaming. My name is Russ, and so today, and I'm joined here by my co-hosts, Kalu and Aryan Mockbear. We usually do a fit check.
What to do?
So, Kat, what are you wearing, bro? Top down. Hit us.
Fuck. Honestly, it's laundry day. I'm keeping it super simple. Just a black tee. This champion's hat that I've just been wearing all the time because I haven't gotten a haircut in hella long, so it's just... The hat's just coming out just to cover the hair. And then my classic gray Adidas shorts that I wear all the time.
That was an interesting little thing. You know Russ what said I found?
Sorry, when I was cleaning out my closet, I found these shorts. And this is kind of attributed to my Adidas shorts. Because when I find a pair of shorts that I like, I always wear them. And I want to bring out these shorts that I used to wear. I wore it to the airport, I wore it to the gym, I wore it to work. I wore it all the time. I think you might know what I'm talking about, Rustin.
Yes.
It's the ones that are hella ripped.
They have a hole in them. They're sweatshorts.
And they're not even like, you know, I didn't buy them distressed or anything. I bought them like whole, like completely gray and normal. And now there's just like, it's just absolutely destroyed. I feel like these shorts are on that same path. So that's just how I treat my shorts. I just like, if I find one that I like, I wear it all the time.
Okay, so Kaz broke. Got it. All right. All right, go.
Yeah.
Hype. So today, I kind of like changed it up. Small little flex. It may look like a polo at first.
Does.
But if you look at this little logo, fuck, I got to move.
What is that, fucking Baby Yoda with a Nike check through?
No. Peep.
Oh, it's Kaz hanging on a Nike check. That's sick.
This is Naomi Osaka's collaboration with Nike. If you guys don't know who Naomi Osaka is, she's like a 20-year-old fucking stud in tennis. They claim her to be the next Serena. She's amazing. She's right now third in women's singles. She's crushing it at the Australian Open. And I had to cop. There was like a whole drop cats? And it was like exclusive, like small numbers. And I was like, I just got to cop something.
Interesting.
And I usually play this, wear this for tennis. Could like a Nike kind of, what is this? Like dry fit? It's not really dry fit, but it's athletic polo.
Okay. What are you wearing pants wise?
Same Nothing. Supreme shorts I always wear.
Let's go.
I got the Lulu panties on. And my face is con skin dripped out.
Okay. So. All right. Interesting little addition there with the con skin care. I got Los Angeles on my shirt. And basically what this shirt means is it's merch from the St. Pablo tour. And it's got a back hit of Kanye performing at the forum. It's pretty sick. I haven't really seen a lot of people with this shirt. I just really like it because it's a Gildan, but weirdly enough, it has like a super nice fit to it. Like it's just boxy and the fabric is really thick. Like I just fucking love it. It's really weird. It's a Gildan, but the design is good and it fits well. And then as usual, same old Outdoor Voices cloud shorts. And then I got, if you hear my necklace in the mic, I have a dog tag necklace that one of my friends made for me that says High Ground on it, which is cool. So yeah, that's pretty much it for me on the fit check front. This week was a little bit boring, frankly, because I guess
it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day. So we decided to wear all our drip over the weekend, so we couldn't wear it today, you know? We had to flex.
Okay, I thought you were about to say like this week was boring in terms of like how the week went.
No, so
but I realize you mean like
bro, Kaz wearing a black t-shirt. That's not a fit check at all, dog.
That's
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I thought you were recapping your weekend too. I was like,
I thought he was doing too.
No,
I
listen,
was like, we had a fucking star-studded weekend.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about the weekend then.
Well, no, we don't want to talk about this part. All I'll say is that Aryan has been ragged on enough about this, but I got a DJ set up. I got my turntables working. I DJed on IG Live. It was a lot of fucking fun. I enjoyed myself a lot. That's all I'll say about the weekend.
All I'll say is that we were up 20 points going into the fourth quarter and I missed the alley-oop to clutch the game.
That's hype cheeks related, by the way. Yeah.
That's hype cheeks related.
Straight up, dude. I like fucking dude, I fucking went
It's been
from,
a while, guys.
I went from literally baseline of our side all the way to fucking baseline and alley-ooped it to Aryan from the key for him to dunk. And he fucking windmilled, hit the rim, and flew out of the rim. That's all I'll say on the hype cheeks front.
And then they hit the buzzer beater on us and just destroyed our lives.
Yeah, so.
This is a story that I need to hear.
Yeah, we'll tell you offline.
We'll do it offline.
Yeah, we'll do it offline. I'll tell you offline. Right. And with that, roll the fucking intro song, Christian. Post Malone, Pokemon concert. Aryan, you love Post Malone. You love Pokemon. You would make out with both of them at the same time if you could.
I would not make out with Post Malone's smelly ass. I could probably smell him from across the stadium.
Clip that, chat. Clip that. We're going to send it to him. All right, but no, seriously. Alec. What's good with this? Pokemon, Post Malone. I almost said Pokemon Malone. Malone.
Pokemon Malone. Pokemon Malone.
Pokemon Malone.
Pokemon Malone.
What's the Pokemon Malone concert?
So Pokemon Malone. I mean, Pokemon.
Pokemon. Oh, fuck. Pokemon
Malone. That's going to be like actually stuck in my head now. So yeah, Pokemon's 25th anniversary is coming around the corner. And if you haven't noticed, there's been so much Pokemon content this past month.
Yeah.
And there will continue to be. One of the most prized things is the Post Malone in-game concert.
Wait, so in what game?
Virtual experience.
Where
it's just virtual experience. It doesn't say a game. So I think they're just going to host it on their website.
Dude, that's whack.
And
bro.
He's going to be an avatar.
Okay.
Like a Pokemon character.
That's sick, but actually, let's just think about this for a second. Nintendo has no fucking idea what they're doing when it comes to virtual concerts. Like, they don't even know what the fuck they're doing when it comes to internet. So it's like, oh, maybe Post Malone could be like Pokemon trainer style in a Pokemon game. Well, that would be great if fucking Pokemon had good internet connectivity features and they could host a bunch of people on one server to watch his concert. But we know that that's never going to fucking happen.
It'll never happen. They should have done it in Sword and Shield or on Pokemon Go or both. But they're doing it on February 27th on YouTube, Twitch, and Pokemon.com/25.
So let me ask you guys. Do you think that what kind of Pokemon do you think Post Malone would rock with? You know how, like, you saw Detective Pikachu and everyone had their, like, Pokemon Muck. That they're imprinted with? What?
Muck.
Muck? Wow, you really hate this fool, huh?
Bro, I love Post Malone. He's just probably smelly. I can't speak right now.
Dude, you know, people, I think he addressed that. I think it's in some interview. Talking about some sort of rumors, like what is like one misconception about you? And it's like, I think people think I smell. I think that's what he said. It might have been another artist, but he was explaining how, like, you know, he showers like multiple times a day, and like he actually smells pretty decent. So you're not alone there, are you,
dude? But he doesn't do himself any favors.
No, yeah, I'm completely joking. Like, I'm only going based off the memes.
But he doesn't do himself any favors when, like, remember when in the Call of Duty League, the Dallas Empire, like, won their game or something. And, like, Post Malone had just invested in them. And he tweeted a video. And he's, like, fucking drunk as shit. He's, like, yeah, Dallas Empire won. Let's go. Oh, like, just drunk in the video. And you're, like, dude. I don't know. Maybe it attributes to that perception of him. I don't know. But also, he probably
doesn't give a fuck about us. I'm pretty sure there's a story where a girl goes backstage and hangs out with him and then, like, tweets out that he smells.
Oh, that's bullshit. She just made that up.
But, like,
clout.
That's, like, after a concert. Just, like, come on. Give the fucking dude a break. Like, yeah. Obviously, he's going to smell. He just fucking poured his heart out for you.
Dude, it's not as bad as when you go to fucking TwitchCon or E3 and you go to like a certain section and you just smell gamer, you know?
Just gamer.
Yeah. So wait, Kat, what Pokemon do you think he'd rock?
I don't know. Again, not a Pokemon guy.
Oh yeah, I forgot you didn't have a childhood.
But I'm thinking of the basics, thinking more of like a Snorlax type guy. I don't know. Yeah. Why. He just has that look to him.
Yes.
Just more of like chill, just like relaxing, you know?
I see that.
Maybe doesn't do much. But also at the same time, very influential and powerful.
Right.
When need be.
You need him. You need him.
Yeah.
Snorlax is a necessity. Okay, so Aryan, we're talking about Pokemon here. Kat doesn't know shit about Pokemon. So apparently something happened at McDonald's with Pokemon. Like you said, there's a bunch of Pokemon content coming out. What is this?
Right. So Pokemon, again, for their 25th anniversary, is doing reprints of their first edition. Of course, it's not like an exact replica.
Doesn't have the first edition.
25. No, it doesn't have the
cool
the first edition stamp and destroy everyone's fucking price range on eBay or valuations. But it has like a little Pikachu on the side as a stamp, and it has a 25 inside the Pikachu. They may even be oversized cards, and
they are. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And they're giving them out in packs in the McDonald's Happy Meals. And what is actually going on is that managers are keeping the boxes of the packs sent from Nintendo and flipping cases, not the box, cases for $1,100 on eBay. And the world is in an uproar. I was talking to some random dude on Twitch and he's like, yeah, I went to my local McDonald's. They were sold out. I'm like, bro, they weren't sold out. They never sold them to start.
Shit, should we get McDonald's for lunch, Ryan?
No, never. I'll
okay,
never
damn. Wait,
Travis Scott was burgers? The last time I'll ever have McDonald's. Dude,
wait, you don't like McDonald's? That's a whole different conversation. But
no, I like McDonald's.
No.
I'm a shareholder.
I don't like it. But when I had the Travis Scott meal, my stomach was fucked for a week because I don't eat McDonald's like that. I don't eat fast food like that. We live healthy. Oh, we're trying to even go plant-based.
Yeah, we're trying to go vegan after we had In-N-Out 2 days ago.
McDonald's is introducing the McPlant, so there you go.
That's an industry McPlant.
It's literally called the worst. That sounds disgusting.
Actually, that's a hard-ass name.
Did you say it's a hard-ass?
That sounds like a skater name in Tony Hawk, the McPlant. Like, you do a trick. Like, you jump up on the half-pipe, foot on the railing, hop down.
You're right, it is a plant. But like if you were Ronald McDonald and you did that, it would be called the McPlant. Wow. All right. I killed that whole vibe. I'm sorry, guys. I tried.
On TikTok, though, I saw this guy, and I think it's a trend now, where they pull up to McDonald's and he ordered 125 of these Happy Meals for the boxes and the packs. But just like, don't give me the food. I'll just pay for all of it. And obviously the comment section is like, bro, if you're going to buy it, just get the food and give it away.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the first thing you're thinking about. Cause then also you get double content, you know, obviously people love recording themselves, giving food to the homeless. That's just TikTokers. Whole different moral story there. But anyways, he just bought an entire case. I think it cost him $500 to buy all those Happy Meals, 125 of them, with all the Pokemon cards. And then he was showing the comparison on StockX and it was flipping for like, 800 900 so it was like a quick $300-$400 for him. So but people are probably doing like that alongside the managers who are stealing them, but I think that's a massive
there
thing
was
going on
there
right
was
now.
Both going on there was like instances of people just copying hundreds of Happy Meals.
Pokemon's going crazy, man. I was even telling Rustin this, it's very, very much attributed to Logan Paul. As much as you guys might hate the name, I see Logan Paul the way that Dogecoin sees Elon Musk. Like, it just rises up because of pretty much one influential person. Ever since Logan Paul's been doing all these like pack openings, when he bought that $50,000 pack or however, no, it was way more than that, $500,000 packs. So recently he actually bought six of them and he's doing the same thing over, but with six boxes, and he's making it this massive event. And this is what you guys are going to love. And I told Rustin this already, but I don't know if you heard, Aryan. This part you're going to fucking love. He's actually releasing an NFT alongside this pack opening. So it costs $10,000 to buy a pack because he's making his money back. That's why he's not that crazy of an investment or anything. And he gets a fuck ton of content out of it. But if you pull a holo, like on stream, you get one of his NFTs. And his NFT is in the form of this really sick looking Pokemon card of Logan Paul in like this really cool looking like digital 3D model. And there's only going to be a certain amount of them. I think like 44 or how many holos he's going to pull. And that's going to fucking skyrocket in terms of price because he is pretty much putting himself alongside the value of these Pokemon cards. So it's fucking genius. Like, it's probably his manager or a ton of smart people around him that are like, this is the new wave, you should get into this. But when he said that, I was like, bro, he's like really taking this to the level that you're supposed to, especially as an influencer who has this type of impact on this entire industry of Pokemon cards. This guy's doing it right. So like massive props,
absolutely.
Yeah. And I just linked the article, one article that shows the actual picture of Logan Paul's card. This is sick.
Yeah.
I
have it up on stream right now.
You guys got any predictions on how much it would trade for?
Dude, it's going to be fucking bananas. This morning or last night, I was with Aryan and I was explaining to him that there's this, fucking NFT project called Bull Run Babes. And it's basically like, you go to the site, there's a slot machine. I'll pull it up on stream for you guys right now as well, so you can see what I'm talking about. You go to the site and there's a slot machine here And the more people that play it, the higher the price it is to play. So when I came in, it costs like 0.5 ETH to play. You press this button to draw a card. You unwrap the card, and it basically is like one of these little like cards that you see. Then it's like, you know, related to popular culture. Like you have a Pepe card, a Blue Kirby. You have like Cousin Crypto, Uniswap, like all these like references to culture and different levels of rarity. And like, dude, it's fucking absurd. So like you have your rainbow rarity, your diamond rarity, and your gold rarity. And you can pull a gold, diamond, or rainbow from the pack. Or you can get like a super rare card if you burn your rainbows. So if you trash 10 rainbows, you can get the super rare card that doesn't get in the pack. If you trash 10 of your diamonds, you can get a rainbow. If you trash 10 of your golds, you can get a diamond. I explained that terribly. But basically, if you trash 10 golds, you can get a diamond. If you trash 10 diamonds, you can get a rainbow. If you trash 10 rainbows, you can get this super rare card that doesn't come in the packs. So basically, it's like, if you get a shit card like I did, which was a gold card, then people will want to burn those cards to get the better cards. So eventually your card could become rare if you hold on to it. But yeah. Like, it, dude, it's all like honestly low-key kind of like a fucking just hype. Same thing as
gambling.
Yeah, it's literally fucking gambling. Like, I've made my money back because I got in early, but now I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this thing. I just bought into it last night because I had a bunch of ETH, and now I'm trying to get out of it. I don't know how we got into that topic.
I thought you were just alluding that you sold it, but we got into that topic because we started with
The value. So
and Pokemon, what is the value of his Pokemon card NFT?
This is already trading like close to more than six figures, a little bit under seven figures worth of volume on this project, and it launched last night. So like if you have
here on screen.
Think about how rare it is to get a holo in a Pokemon card pack. Then think about the fact that these are like first edition packs. So those cards are already really valuable. Then think about the fact that it's Logan Paul doing the video. Then think about the fact that you only get an NFT if it was a holo card. That shit is going to be fucking bonkers expensive, dude. Mm-hmm. And it's going to have a lot of fucking value because it's Logan Paul NFT. So
yeah, it's actually really cool. Like if he wasn't a boxer, it wouldn't hit as hard. No pun intended. But he's got like his whole like boxing look on, like the shorts, shirtless, boxing gloves, his move, dynamic punch and parabolic charge. Like it fits with the whole fighting aesthetic of Pokemon too. So
it would have been so wacky. It was just him holding a fucking camera to his face, like or a vlogger card or some shit. Yeah.
So yeah. They did this cool and it's going to sell for a lot.
Let's take a second to respect Logan Paul's comeback from his entire whatever 2018 experience, it even losing the fight to KSI, whole different topic, but I am for one I respect him as a creator and like what he's been able to come to. Yeah,
so now that we're on the topic of digital goods and NFTs, you know, when we talk about what's hype in the culture of gaming, we really care about NFTs and digital goods, and we see the future of gaming going towards the metaverse, being this second portal where you go and hang out with your friends, do all shopping, watch Travis Scott perform at Fortnite. That's metaverse type shit, and you want to own your assets, right? So let me give you an example. Right now, the way the system works is if you buy a skin in Fortnite, you can't move that skin to any other game. It's the equivalent of if I went into the Nike store, I bought a pair of Nike shoes, but then I'm not allowed to take the shoes with me when I leave the store. I have to leave the shoes in the store and I can't wear them outside.
You can only wear them in the store or in Nike stores.
Exactly, right? So that's what it's like. But eventually we want it to be like I can walk out of the store wearing my Nikes. And so NFTs are that solution, non-fungible tokens. And so we're going to start covering that a lot more on the podcast and on the blog, like we've been talking about the past few weeks. One thing that happened yesterday, which is super important to note, is that Genies dropped on Nifty Gateway and they moved $500,000 worth of digital goods in 10 minutes, which is...
You want to give a backstory on
Genies? Yes. Yeah, those words probably mean nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I just wanted to get that fucking soundbite out there so that like... Yeah. You know, we can
beautiful
clip it and shit, which just made me realize I'm not adding any stream taxes. So my life is going to be a fucking nightmare after this podcast. Just so you guys know, yes, the one of the hosts is doing all the clipping. Respect, Rustin. I really appreciate you doing the grind work. Thanks, podcast audience. I appreciate you guys too. I got you. Anyway, Genies. Genies. They're creating an avatar platform. what that means is like, fuck, it's really like conceptual, but to kind of explain, but think of it like this, they're creating your digital identity and then you can use that in other games or in other social experiences. So the way they're going to start attacking it first is like, create your own digital avatar with genies and then use it in Giphy, on your Instagram stories, on Snapchat. And then eventually in the future, it'll be integrated into games, whatever it may be.
So, Bitmoji.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Bitmoji is a good example.
You can customize it too.
Yeah, you can customize it. They have like a bunch of celebrities. Justin Bieber did a music video with his genie. And then most recently, Mesut Ozil dropped the first genies, first ever genies drop happened on Nifty Gateway. And I bought this little graphic here.
What is Nifty Gateway for those who don't know?
Yeah, Nifty Gateway is a website where they do NFT drops and from pretty prominent people. So today, the one that I'm excited about is Super Plastic. They make vinyl art toys. They're doing a drop. And I mean, if you're watching this live, go to our clubhouse on Hype Geek. We're going to be doing an NFT chat today, Tuesday at 6 p.m. And one of the people that works at Super Plastic will be coming in. But at Nifty Gateway, they're dropping these like Super Plastic NFTs. So it's a lot of like legit people here that are doing drops. And I bought this one for $670. Fucking expensive, right? But it was made by Boss Logic. It's Mesut Ozil. It's genies. They've raised millions of dollars. This is their first ever drop. It's on Nifty Gateway. So I was like, okay, this might be worth it. If you look at it right now, let's see, what are the most recent sales? The last one sold for $999. So people are asking anywhere from $67,000 to $1,100. The price is all over the place, but like it's a very valuable NFT. And because I bought this, I get a special genie, special Mesut Ozil hoodie for my genie when it launches in March, the consumer platform. Oh,
that's
sick.
Yeah. That's really sick.
Yeah.
And if you want to show them the Super Plastic drop, because I will be purchasing this one today.
Yeah.
About like 4 hours from now. So at 4 p.m. Pacific Coast.
Me too. Let's see. They have, okay, so they have two drops that they're doing. One is like an exhibition style where they have two little like artworks of some of their characters. And those are bids. It's just who can put the highest bid on this because it's a one of one, right? And then the other style of drop that they have is like a...
The one I'm doing.
Yeah, me too. It's just straight up, you pay $350 and it's a pack. And then you have a 16% chance to get one of these in the pack. And there's only 300 that you can buy. And that's going to move fucking fast. So
yeah,
you got to get ready. Because when I tried to buy the Genies thing, I was like the 100th person and I did it in 5 minutes. So it's going to be fucking wild.
Yeah. It's gonna be sick.
All right, I have two questions. Mm-hmm. One, was Genies always geared towards NFTs and digital goods? Because I always saw it as just like a new Bitmoji. I didn't fully understand it until now with this application and seeing how much money they made in 500K in 10 minutes. It makes way more sense that they're in the space of crypto and NFTs. Was that their entire plan or was it more this like subsidiary, just like, let's try this out and now it's like their main business?
I think like conceptually, everyone knew that the metaverse and digital goods were coming. So Genies as a business, from my understanding, they actually like pivoted from some completely different other fucking business that made no sense to like, let's do virtual avatars and like make like Bitmoji type stuff for celebrities and then sign like partnerships for those celebrities, like a Gucci collab for J Balvin or whatever. And so like they were kind of like just peeling this onion, right? Where at first they're like virtual avatar, then they're like, wait, let's be the avatar platform for all these metaverses. Like, let's be the character. Then the next layer is like, okay, yeah, we're selling you skins for your character, but they should be decentralized and like they should be NFTs. And that's the stage that we're at today. And they also have a fund called Humans where they're investing not only in companies that are like thinking about NFT strategies, but they're also investing straight up in NFT art projects. So like they'll buy, like if they think of like this piece of this artist, this drop that he did is valuable, they'll buy it because it's like they're buying art for their collection that can increase in value. So there's no rules. Like it's
right,
flipping everything on its head. So I'm super excited.
For those who can't see or are listening to the audio version, this art style of like the Ozil one And I think this is all of Genie's type of style, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like almost to me looks like claymation type art slash just like if this were an actual action figure and kind of on a realistic scale of an action figure, this is probably what it would look like, but more cartoonish, if that makes sense. So it's not like a direct, you know, they made a 3D image of Mesut Ozil. It's more like on the Genie's art style, which you guys should look into. My second question is, and this is probably going to resonate for those who know nothing about NFTs, right? Is, okay, you bought this. What's the point? You bought it for, and you know, people are buying it upwards of $1,000. What are you going to do with it, right? You get some cool things with it, right? You get that hoodie so you can put it on your own character in Genie's, but where can you use it? Why does it cost so much when you can't even like show it off to anywhere? Like, what's the point?
You can show it off. It's just not in places that are like everyone knows about, the general public knows about. Like,
so this is the whole idea. It's like the early dilemma, right? We're in the early stages of this. So we're kind of future-proofing our virtual worlds by getting in now.
Fair. Fair.
Do you think there's a chance that people are buying it just for the flipping aspect of it?
Absolutely.
Because like, I mean, like they're non-fungible tokens, but you're still able to flip it for a currency. So like, it's kind of cancels out that term of non-fungible because you're still able to like make the money from it. It's a very interesting like dynamic when it's tied to this crypto cost. So it's strange. Right. I don't know. I still don't fully understand it. I'm asking these questions honestly from an ignorance perspective as well.
To my knowledge, when it's saying NFT, it's just saying it's directly not money, right, Rustin?
Yeah.
Or maybe you can elaborate more on that.
NFT is like the you have tokens that are just currency, and an NFT is like a digital good.
It's an item, right?
So
you can't trade in Nike shoes to buy groceries.
But you can almost the same thing. That's the beauty of digital goods, is like
in real life.
But like this is like NFT is basically a protocol. So like what JPEG is to a picture, NFT is that to a digital good.
Got it.
Yeah.
So Aryan's example makes a lot of sense. Whereas like a Nike shoe is a non-fungible token, but you could sell it for cash and then buy groceries. Just like with this, you could sell it for Bitcoin. And Bitcoin on the contrast is a fungible token. Cryptocurrencies are fungible. So then you switch it over and now it's a currency you could use. Got it.
Right.
That's
so
the way that
a lot of people evaluate whether like an NFT is worth buying is like how popular is the artist? How much influence does this artist or company have? Like Genie's, I'm like, they're very popular. Mesut Ozil is very popular. So I'm like confident in buying in this, right? Or NBA Top Shot. You buy a LeBron James highlight, you know it's going to be valuable because you know LeBron is like LeBron, right?
The GOAT.
And then what's interesting is like, dude, now I'm going to flip it on his fucking head and confuse the shit out of people. Imagine you took, like in the future, you can use your LeBron James like highlight that's worth 100K or my Mesut Ozil like thing that's worth $1,000 and basically like put that into a, like as collateral for a loan. Let's say I'm like, yo, I want 5K to go and do this thing. Here's my Mesut Ozil thing worth 3K, right? And if I'm like fuck up and I don't pay the loan back, they just take it immediately. Like they don't need to send some dude to beat the fuck out of me to get this thing. It's digital. It's in an escrow and they just take it. It's super easy. And to answer your point of like, what's the value outside of like you owning this piece of art to just display, that's where video games comes in. That's why I'm so bullish on it, is like I know that being a lifelong gamer, drip is my utmost priority. It's Aryan's utmost priority, right? What do we always say, Aryan? What do we always say?
If your video game doesn't have drip, I'm not copping.
Exactly. What does that mean to in layman's terms? People want to identify themselves in these games. They want to show off their personality. So if I can flex that I got the earliest piece of Genie's wearable, I got the first fucking hoodie they ever made and it was a Mesut Ozil hoodie, then I can flex it on my little avatar and put it on my Instagram story and put it on Twitter and share it on Snapchat, and now I'm flexing on all the people I know in real life because they integrated it into social. And then in the future when I'm fucking in VR chat, I'm dressed up as my avatar and I'm wearing the Mesut Ozil hoodie and the high ground chain and the fucking high ground keyboard bag across my body. That's where I see it going.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for that future for sure. I'm going to be the guy that walks into the metaverse just as a noob in like plain gray clothes while Rustin introduces me to everything fully dripped out in his new Mezzo hoodie and all that. Because you guys are definitely early adopters in here. But I'm excited for that future. I mean, it makes perfect sense, but I'm speaking more in the perspective of those who don't or who aren't aware. So if there's a time to start looking into these things, it's probably now. Because everyone's getting into it. Logan Paul, genies, soccer players like Ozil. This is going to be crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kat.
And we're going to talk a ton about it too. Like this is like a new kind of introduction to a topic that we've been talking behind the scenes a lot about, including things that we're working on. So you're going to hear nonstop news about NFTs because it ties directly to hype geek culture. We have an entire blog post on it. Yeah. Yep. Let's shout that out actually. On our website, highground.co, there's a new section for our blog, which Aryan is actually working on. Shout out to Aryan. Yeah,
but honestly, Shout out to you boys for giving me a platform to be able to, first of all, talk about the things I love, hype geek culture, especially NFTs and crypto, like especially those two, but mostly just to express myself and be able to write and being able to do that under the hype geek name within the High Ground website. So shout out to you boys. I love you boys.
It's fire. And
what are we going to the moon?
What are we looking at? A blog post a week? I'm putting you out there on social blast right now for everyone to be like, okay, he said a blog post a week.
Commit to.
All right. Let's do it. One a week. Okay, one a week. I wanted to do personal ones too on my Medium page, but fuck it. We're going to the moon. One a week.
If you don't see one this week,
to the moon.
You know who to blame. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You know exactly who to put the blame on.
Hypegeek.xyz, by the way. Go to hypegeek.xyz. That's our domain that we have, which kind of works. If you type in hypegeek.xyz in your web browser, it'll take you directly to the blog. But if you go like www.hypegeek.xyz, it doesn't work. I don't know why. I'm sure we're going to fix it eventually. But just do hypegeek.xyz and you can go directly to the blog. Yeah.
All right. Check that out.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Last thing I want to talk about. The Mandalorian is playing Joel in The Last of Us, which sounds absurd. Aryan, can you break down what I just said?
Mandalorian.
That makes zero sense. Joel.
Yes. In The Last of Us. Does it? First of all, I forgot the Mandalorian's actor's name.
So Carlos? No.
Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
Why do I say Mando, whose face you've seen twice ever in your entire life, will be playing the main character of The Last of Us new HBO show.
It's HBO.
HBO show.
Wow.
Joel. And if you guys are Game of Thrones viewers, and if you remember that one girl who her like house was up in the north. So she was like the lady. She was like a girl, right? Like a 12-year-old girl. And she was the lady of her house. And she pledged herself to the north near the end of the show. She will be playing Ellie.
Respect.
The main female lead.
Respect. Ka, have you seen The Mando or played The Last of Us or seen Game of Thrones?
I have completely checked out.
he's zero for three.
You can tell. I was just like, this is not my domain. You just go off.
I thought this was a company about culture, bro. I thought we were about culture in this podcast.
Dude, I thought for sure at least one of the... I thought for sure Game of Thrones you would have seen.
Wait. Yeah, so Game of Thrones, I did watch. I watched
it and you've never played Last of Us.
No, wait, that's a single player game, correct?
Then he absolutely has not played it.
Absolutely not. There's no determination. There's no, like, again, there's no setting in which I can confidently say I'm better than another player in The Last of Us, and thus I won't play that. Game of Thrones, I actually watched like the first two seasons, and then I think those were like kind of like the rough seasons to get through, and I just didn't have the motivation to get past. And what was the last one? Mandalorian, No, I never even watched Star Wars like growing up. So, like, I watched it like in the background, right? But I didn't have any.
Wait, what does
bond
the background
to it.
Mean?
Like, you know, if you're at a hotel room and your parents are watching it and you're watching it, that's like my only experience remembering watching Star Wars. Like, I didn't sit down on purpose to watch it.
Wait, so you haven't seen Star Wars or played Pokemon?
Yeah, it's
wow.
When you say it like that, it's a little depressing.
It's actually crazy, dude. But it's also kind of like. kind of respect. Like, you're kind of hella counterculture, dude.
I don't know. I mean, I like Fortnite a lot. I don't know if that's okay, considered wait, yeah, counterculture. No,
that, yeah. You just like that canceled yourself out, bro. Hella right there.
Yeah, I'm just a whack dude when it comes to entertainment like that. I know what I like, and I don't really. I know I should try more. So that's maybe like a new goal or something. I'll eventually get to like watching those. The games itself, I won't play, especially if I buy it. But Star Wars, I think my girlfriend's really into it, so I'll probably rewatch it with her or something.
Okay, well, you guys heard it here first. Kaz's going to try more. Arian's going to try more as well with blogs. This has been the Hype Geek Podcast. Go follow us at Hype Geek on everything. Literally, you'll see it. Go to Clubhouse, join all our discussions. I ramped it up. We have a Monday chat where we talk about keyboards. We have a Tuesday chat where we talk about NFTs. We got a Wednesday chat that's headed up by Subnation and Hunt Thieves where they talk about the industry. And then Thursdays where we do our guest panels. And this week, we got motherfucking Avalanche coming into Clubhouse to talk about what it's like to be a streamer for 100 Thieves. So that's going to be hype. Go leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Blast this shit to your friends. It's the only way that we grow. And we appreciate you guys so much for tuning in for this week. And we'll see you next week where we will have a special guest. I think, I don't want to say it too soon, but we're settling the timing with them. That's it from us.
One little correction. On Twitter, we are Hype Geek Pod.
Yes. And that's going to be changing very soon. Sent in the trademark claim.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty. Have a great rest of your week, guys.
Peace.
Peace.